Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Happy Sunday morning, family. I am so excited. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and I pray that you do the same. God has allowed us a brand new day. You know, Scripture says that His mercies are new every day, and guess what? We're in it. We woke up this morning, and we are in this new day, which gives us all new opportunity to do things better than we did the day before. And so I praise God for that. And so I welcome you to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, equipping women and now men into living out their God-given purpose and living their best life now. You want to live your best life now. Don't dwell on the past, because the past is history. The future is truly a mystery, but guess what? We're in the present, and the present is a gift from God, and we're here right now. So what are you going to do with the life that God has given you right here and right now? Family, I'm just saying. I am just saying. Again, my name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I'm your host, and this is the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session. So glad you joined me today. If you would like to call in, please do so at our guest call-in number. That's area code 347-237-5083. That's 347-237-5083. I would love for you to call in and chime in. Today, family, we are going to be talking about giving birth. Giving birth, because we are all pregnant with something. But guess what? We're all pregnant with vision. God gives us vision. And, you know, Scripture tells us that without vision, the people perish. And so are you perishing because of lack of vision? I hope not. You know, I want to encourage you today to give birth to the vision. God is calling you to give birth to the vision. So come on in and let's talk about it. But first, you know how I like to start the show off with praise and worship. And so that's what I'm going to do right now. So what I want you to do is just take a deep breath. Just take three deep breaths and breathe in all the blessings of God, all the promises of God, which are yes and amen. And breathe out any negative thinking, anything that's in your mind and on your mind that doesn't line up with the true word of God. Breathe it out and leave it out there. Amen. So here we go. Take a deep breath. Breathe. Here we go. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in.
Breathe. Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, tell us. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you was. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given.
This is the air I breathe.
Come on, say it again.
This is the air.
Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter White.
All right, family, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Family, today we are talking about the vision. You know, God is calling you to give birth to the vision. So come on in and let's talk about it. What vision, what dream has God placed in your heart? What is it? What is that thing that you refuse to carry out? Or you know, some of you have been trying to carry it out, but, you just can't quite figure it out. But it's time to give birth to the vision. Say that with me right now. Say, it's time to give birth to the vision. One more time. It's time to give birth to the vision. Because it's time. It's time. You know, we are in the fourth quarter of this season, and some of you have been discouraged because the vision that God has given you is moving too slow. So you are, you know, you're pregnant with vision, right? You're pregnant with vision. You know you're pregnant with something. You're just not quite sure what it is. And then others of you know exactly what the vision is, but you have not done what it takes to carry it out. And some of you are even willing to deliver early, have an early delivery. And as you can think about a pregnant woman and what happens when she has an early delivery, there's all types of complications that come with that. And so God is saying today to be patient. Know that his timing is the best timing. No early deliveries, amen, no early deliveries. His time is the best time, and you will wait for his timing, right? And then others of you are ready to abort. Some of you are ready to abort the vision. Absolutely not. That is not an option. Say, I will not. I will not abort the vision that God has given me. I will not abort my vision. You know, and God's promise to give birth to your vision. He promised to give birth to your vision. God is not a man that he would lie. He doesn't lie to us. So giving birth to a vision can be like, you know, giving birth to a baby, and which we know as women, that could be very painful. And we know that problems can occur, which many of you have experienced problems in this birthing process. You know, in the process of bringing God's vision to birth, this may be a very painful season for some of you. I know that some of you started this year out hype. You know, January, you gave your New Year's resolution. You had all these goals and these plans, and things just did not work out. Things have just not worked out for you. And so you're discouraged. God understands. But I want you to know that God has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. And some of you have had such a rough year. Things have been coming at you one thing after another. But I'm here to encourage you today that God can birth life out of your pain. That's right. He can even birth life out of your pain. Isaiah 66:9. Go there with me. Isaiah 66:9. It says, "In the same way, I will not cause pain without allowing something new to be born," says the Lord. "If I cause you the pain, I will not stop you from giving birth to your vision, to your new nation," says your God. You know, so God will birth a new thing. I believe a good thing out of all the pain and the heartache that you have had to endure this year. And some of you, it hasn't even just been this year. It's been this year, last year, year before that. You've just been having, you know, one thing after another. But God is saying, don't abort the vision. Don't abort the vision. Don't abort the vision. Because God is faithful. And so I want you to look at this, look at your life at this point. Take a real good look in this fourth quarter of this season. As you have never looked at your life before, I want you to take a real good look at the things that mistakes that you've made, you know, the things that have happened, things that other people have done to you or said to you or spoke over you. You know, take a good look and do a serious, very real evaluation on what's really happening right now in your life, because in order to fix it, you have to know what you're working with, and then you have to acknowledge it and be real about it. And so take a good look. See it as your time and season to give birth to that vision and that dream that has been laying dormant inside of you for so long. God is saying to position yourself for labor. I'm going to say that again. Position yourself for labor. Position yourself to receive the vision. Manifestation is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's on its way. So that means you cannot give up. When we are going through labor and the birthing process, you know, if the baby is positioned wrong, it can stop the birthing process. You know, that's because the baby's head must be tucked down so that the smallest diameter of the head comes out first. If the baby holds its head in an odd position, then problems happen. You know, as a result of that wrong position, then there's life-threatening changes, life-threatening things that are going to happen. And so the same thing with your vision. You know, you have to position yourself to receive. God gave you the vision. He's called you to the vision. We know that when God calls us to vision, he always makes provision. And so he's working things out. He's working everything out for your good. Even though you don't see it yet, know that he's working it out for your good. Everything is about to turn around, but you have to position yourself to receive. Say that with me right now. Say, I will position myself to receive. I will position myself to receive. So I want you to think about that for a few while I go to a commercial break. But know that God is faithful. He has not forgotten you, because I know so many of you feel that you have been forgotten in this season. And some of you are just confused. You're just trying to figure this thing out. You know God gave you something. You know, he dropped some things in your spirit. You know, some of you are confident in the call. Some of you, you know what you're supposed to be doing, but you've had so many obstacles, so many letdowns, so many things coming at you. But God is faithful. He is faithful. And so I want you to think about that for a second while I go to this commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to continue. Amen? Amen. God bless you. He loves you so much. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget how much your Heavenly Father loves you. Amen? Amen.
Hey, twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter Watson.
All right, we are back. That is Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. And many of you know that is my organization with my granddaughter, Layla. And we support nonprofits that support women in crisis. So check us out. Amen. Amen. So we are back, and we are talking about giving birth to the vision, because God is calling you to give birth to the vision. He's calling you. He's calling out to you. You hear him calling you, and so it's time to give birth. So there, that means that you have to position yourself for labor. Position yourself to receive the vision. Position yourself to receive manifestation of this thing. You know? You have gone through some things, you've gone through some traumas and dramas, but, you know, that doesn't stop the vision. That doesn't stop the vision. You know, the vision might have been delayed, but it has not been denied. Your dream might have been delayed, but it has not been denied. God has not forgotten you. And so, but, you know, you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself. And then I know, you know, many of you have been praying and kind of discouraged because you haven't seen any manifestation of your prayers. You haven't seen your prayers being answered. But God is saying today that when you pray, don't just pray, but position yourself to receive that thing that you have prayed for. And so whatever you're praying for, whatever you're trusting God for, position yourself to receive the answer. Because God is trying to give you the answer. So we have to position ourselves today to receive. Position yourself to receive all that God has for you. Position yourself for labor. Position yourself to receive the vision. Amen? You know, when we are going through labor and the birthing process, you know, if the baby is not positioned right, things go wrong. Things go wrong. Right, and so that's what's happening in some of your lives. You know, you're not positioned correctly, and so things are going wrong. Things are going wrong. So I want you to get in position today. Get in position. Just like the vision, if you are not positioned to birth the promise that God has placed in you, problems will occur. You are pregnant with a vision, with a dream of a better life, right? Some of you are pregnant with a vision and a dream of a business, of a new career, of, you know, of having a family. Some of you may be trying to have children or want to get married or whatever the vision is. Position yourself to receive. Position yourself to receive. Pray. Ask God for clarity. Ask God for wisdom. And then after you pray, then position yourself to receive that which you have been praying for, right? Position yourself. It's time to position yourself. We are in this fourth quarter. We're you know, before you know it, we'll be in a whole new year, right? It's time to get serious about this thing. If you want to change your life, then you have to change your life. If you want to change your life, then you have to change your life. Right? You know, as women, we know when we're pregnant, you know, we know that you You can ignore all you want, the fact that you're pregnant. You can ignore it all you want. But guess what? That baby is still coming. That baby's still coming, whether you ignore the pregnancy or not. That's not going to stop the baby from coming. And so you will be experiencing labor pains as you are about to birth that dream, as you are about to birth that vision. You will experience labor pains. And as difficult as that may be, labor pains, as difficult as the labor pains is, we know that it's worth it. It's worth it. In the end, it's worth it when we see that beautiful baby being born, that beautiful, healthy baby. And so as difficult as that labor pain may be encouraged that as you birth that dream, as you birth that vision, when it is all said and done, woo, God knows, when it's all said and done, it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Amen? And so in the same way, I will not cause pain without allowing something new to be born, says the Lord. If I cause you the pain, I will not stop from giving birth to your new nation, says your God. I'm going to say, I will not stop you from giving birth to your vision, says your God, Isaiah 66:9. There is purpose behind your pain. There is purpose behind your pain. There is purpose behind your pain. God will birth a new thing in you. He wants to birth a new thing in you. I believe a good thing out of all the pain that you have had to endure, all the things that you've had to go through, I want you to see the life that you dream of having and begin to live that thing out for real. And God wants, he wants you to live it out. He wants you to have a better life. He wants to, you know, Scripture tells us that Jesus has come that we might have life and have life more abundantly. How many of you want to live the abundant life? How many? I know I do. So you have to position yourself to receive those things that you are praying. Position yourself to receive and deliver the vision. Position yourself for labor. Because, well, some of you have been in a labor season for a long time. You've been in the painful part of this thing for a long time. But God is saying it has not been in vain. It has not been in vain. Remember Isaiah 66:9. In the same way, I will not cause pain without allowing something new to be born, says the Lord. So God wants to birth something new in your life. But you know, some of you are not able to see or receive the new because you're so stuck on the old. It's time to leave the old behind and press towards the things of new that's ahead of you. You know, we know that we can't do anything with the past. The past has happened. The past is history, right? We know that the future is a total mystery. I mean, we can plan all we want, but at the end of the day, we don't really know what's going to happen in the future. But we can trust God now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so even though you're not seeing some things being manifested, you're not seeing the manifestation, God is still working it all out for your good. I want you to trust him today. I want you to believe. I want you to receive. I want you to give birth to the vision that God has set before you. God is calling you to give birth to the vision. Give birth to the vision. Amen. But you got to get serious about this thing, and you can't give up just because of setbacks, just because of obstacles, because trouble's going to always come. Nobody lives a perfect life. We all have troubles and struggles. And so if you let that stop you, you're never going to be able to get ahead in life. You're never going to change. Like I said earlier, if you want your life to change, then you have to change it. If you want your life to change, you have to change it, because if you don't change it, who's going to change it? We can't rely on other people to change our life. We can't rely on other people to make our life better. That's your job to make your life better. That's your life to make the change. You be the change. You know, I know many times we get stuck because, you know, we deal with all these generational issues. You know, some of you are dealing with a lot of generational issues, and you have a lot of people around you that are naysayers, and because they just don't understand, because in your family they've never seen it before. They've never seen anything different before. And so first of all, you need to stop consulting with them, because all they know is what they've always seen, which is more of the same. No, you want better for your life. It's time for you to want better. And you know you want better. You see it. You see the vision, but you're not quite sure of how to carry that thing out. It's because you're consulting with the wrong people. How are you going to consult with people who have never done anything different in their life? I mean, it's like if you want to go to college, say like you want to go back to school, and you might have come from a family where you're the first person that's ever even really taking that seriously and decided that you're going back to school, you're going to college. You might be the first one in your family. So how are you going to consult with those in your family who have never gone to college that can't even relate to the process because they've never experienced it? Now, they might be excited for you, but then I'm sure there's some that are not so excited for you, right? But you have to be excited for the vision. You have to be excited for the dream, and you have to carry that thing out. Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, make it plain. Write the vision, make it plain, and then, so that those who read it can run with it. But you need to run with the vision. I want to see you run with the vision. I want to encourage you to run with the vision. Say, I will run with the vision. I will run with the vision. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm so excited that I'm just so excited about the things that God is doing in our lives, and I'm excited about your future. And guess what? I want you to be excited about your future. Say that with me right now. Say, I will be excited about my future. You should be. You should be excited. Get excited about your future. Today is a whole new day with all new opportunities to do everything bigger and better than you did the day before. So there are no more excuses. I don't want to hear any more excuses. I want you to carry that vision out. I want you to give birth to the vision. Give birth to the vision. God is calling you to give birth to the vision. Amen. That's all I have for you today. God bless you. I love you as much as I love you. Trust me, God loves you more. He has such an unconditional love, right? He loves his sons and daughters so much. And he wants the absolute best for you. And so let me just pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the vision that you have put in us, Lord God. Visions and dreams, Lord God. Hallelujah. You have conceived, you know, you have implanted dreams and visions on the inside of us, Lord God. And so some of us are going through the labor pains, Lord God. We're going through the labor pains, the birthing pains, Lord God. And some of us need to be positioned and repositioned, Lord God, because we've not been positioned correctly, and that's what's causing the pain. And so I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will position themselves to receive the things that they are praying to receive, Lord God, to position themselves to receive the vision that you have placed on the inside of them. Position themselves to labor, because it's time to give birth. And, Lord, I pray that no one will abort the vision, Lord God. Don't let them give up. Don't let them abort the vision, Lord God. Because we know that when you give us vision, you always, always, always make provision. And we are trusting you today, Lord God. We are trusting you to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that you have already placed on the inside of us. And so we thank you that you've given us everything we need to carry this thing out today. But we have to trust you, and we have to position ourselves. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. And finally, I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even if their soul prospers, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, on this Sunday morning. I know it's time to get up and get ready and get out, go to church. Some of you are getting ready to go to morning service while you're listening in. But just be encouraged today. Be encouraged. And remember that God is calling you to give birth to the vision. He's not calling somebody else. He's calling you for that specific vision that he placed on the inside of you, for that specific dream that he has placed on the inside of you. Stop looking for validation from everybody else. God has given that assignment to you, so you have to carry that thing out. And yes, there are going to be people that are going to come along the way, and some of them are going to be for you, and some of them are going to be against you. Some of them are going to even be able to help you to carry out the vision, but then there are going to be others that are going to be there to strategically help you to abort the vision. So be careful, have discernment, and trust God. Right? We're going to seek him first in everything we do, knowing that when we do, all those things will be added to our lives. Amen. God bless you. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. So I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week, and I will see you the next time. God bless.
Now we'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. Gave me your love. You gave
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.